As we just heard from Anthony, the tax bill may affect graduate students and their tuition. For more on that, we go to WBUR's Max Larkin, who's been watching grad students react across campuses in the lead-up to the passage of this bill. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So what changes with this bill?
Well, I think it's helpful to think about the deal you sign up for when you sign up to get your PhD. You get a small stipend for living expenses from a university, something around $20,000 or $30,000 a year. And then they waive your tuition, which can be $40,000 or $50,000 a year, even though you may not be in class for big parts of your program. In return, you're expected to finish that degree in a timely manner, to write a dissertation that'll make the university proud, and to do what can be pretty intense teaching or research work. But under the version of the tax bill that the House passed, that tuition waiver would suddenly be treated as income, meaning you'd be taxed as if you made not $30,000 a year, but the tuition too, $60,000 or $70,000 a year. Stephen Bloom runs government relations at the American Council of Education, a higher education lobby. He told me that taxing waivers wouldn't just hurt students, it would hurt the country at large.
It's a great exchange for society because we get to educate these bright young people who go on, hopefully, to incredible things, creating an innovative, dynamic economy.
Some economists say the increased tax would be offset by a larger standard deduction and other measures that would help young students. But right now, it's kind of moot. The waiver tax is in the House bill, but it's not in the Senate bill, so it remains to be seen whether it would be in the final tax plan.
Now, a lot of grad students are fighting for unions. They say they're overworked and underpaid. And how might this play into the debate?
Yeah, more and more graduate students see themselves more like low-wage workers than like apprentices to professorship. And to them, these proposed taxes would make that bad situation worse. The House bill would also tax student loan interests. Graduate students and professional students do have debt, by the way, kind of a lot of it. They represent just 15% of higher ed's total population, but more than 40% of the nation's $1 trillion in student debt was spent getting advanced degrees. Ben Kreider is a graduate student in social policy at Brandeis. Even before these tax changes were floated, he says he needed to rely on family for a loan. He says he feels for classmates that don't have that safety net.
Then you're really in trouble, and those are some of the folks that may have to drop out of the program or else they work so much outside that they never finish.
And Max, tell us how graduate students are reacting to all of this.
I think it's worth noting how small a lobby they are. Only about 2% of Americans have their doctorate degree. Only 50,000 new PhDs graduate each year, and most of them are doing kind of complex research in science and technology. But in the face of this tax change, they're kind of trying to be heard by the general public. There were phone banks at Harvard and Boston University. I watched as a young English-born graduate student, Thomas Myers, got a Tennessee voter to call her senator. And he got there by describing himself not as an experimental physicist, but kind of as a regular guy, a regular worker. I asked Myers how he could argue that he was part of the broader American economy, and he said that 100 years ago, it was graduate students like him who were studying the foundations of electricity.
Sometimes it'll take 50 or 100 years before this stuff really turns into technology, but the technologies it comes into become absolutely fundamental to life on this planet.
So, Max, what happens now?
So again, it's not clear what will make it into the final bill, and even if it does, there's a chance that some universities will be able to spare their students by reclassifying their tuition waiver as a scholarship or by lowering the overall tuition bill. But universities are also fighting against other provisions that could hurt schools and hurt students. There's a tax on big private endowments, there's a tax on student loan interest that I mentioned, and any one of those taxes could put a strain on schools' budgets, and then it may end up being graduate students who pay the price.
All right, WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Deb.
And you can follow Max's education reporting at the Edify section of WBUR.org.